So I have a personal story that I love to tell about Tim and I. Okay, that really points this whole thing out as well. Back in the early days, when I call it BC, before cell phones, we were scheduled to do a time management workshop in a town that was about 30 miles away from Salt Lake City, where we lived at that time. And normally, because we worked at my house and our office was in my house, we went from there. But I had some appointments downtown and I needed to meet Tim downtown for us to meet up so we could carpool to our time management workshop, which started at 1 o'clock. So we thought and thought, oh, there's this building, it was called Wasatch Springs or something like that. And I said, I know they have a parking lot. Let's meet in the parking lot of that building at 12 o'clock. We'll have plenty of time to drive up there and get ourselves situated. So here's the building. Here's the road coming along like this, okay? We said, meet you in the parking lot. Well, history had it that I was typically the one that was on time. And sometimes Tim had an issue with that. I come driving along and it's 12 o'clock and I see the building and I see this parking lot. And so I pull in here in my car and think to myself, I'll wait for him. He'll be here soon. He won't be too late. Well, I'm waiting. Again, this is before cell phones, so there's no way to call somebody and find out where are you or anything else. And finally, I'm thinking to myself, if he's not here in 2 minutes, I have to go. Somebody has to be there for this time management workshop. Really doesn't look good if you're late. If you're late for your own time management workshop. So about when I've given up, I pull my car out here to get ready to turn and go this way. And guess what? Here, coming out of the other lot, is Tim on the other side of the building. He's been waiting, thinking I was late. And it's all, why did it happen? We were both in the parking lot. You know, we had a great argument. I said in the parking lot. Well, you didn't say which parking lot. And that's how just one single little detail, or the what do we do if we get there and we don't see each other, had not been specified. And we really had a hoo-ha over that and told the group, of course, because we came rushing in at the last minute, almost late for our own time management workshop, because we hadn't been specific about which side of the building to park on, which parking lot. And you know, sometimes you don't know ahead of time. So it's nice to say, if I were to think about what maybe could go wrong, I would be more specific in those circumstances. So I love to tell that story because we had already decided and both of us knew, but yet we thought the other person was wrong.
You never had a thought about driving around to see? Because I always, if I meet with someone, and I always have a thought in the back of my mind, they might be parking on the other side.
In my reticular activating system was all the times Tim had been late. Uh-oh. Y'all get that? There was no possibility he could have beat me there. That's how solid that system is in our body. It's like, no, I wouldn't even have entertained that thought to look elsewhere, because obviously I always got places before he did. So that's how it really, if you're not specific, gets you in a lot of deep doo-doo in relationships and creates huge arguments. So if for no other reason to learn about the meta model, that you can make sure your conversations are understood and that you check things out carefully with each other.